Congratulations after that one, Tom. Firstly, 98 goals.
Yes.
One behind Rory. I think you would have forgotten about all that, given where you are at the moment. But a cracking performance today against a team we needed to beat.
Yeah, we've been working hard on playing three at the back. We started slow against Salford with three at the back, and like I said before, I thought Tommy and Joe got caught out of position a little bit. So we kind of said start as a five, and when we're on the ball, go and express yourself and get involved. And the two lads that played wing back today was unbelievable.
Well, that was one of the things we picked up upon in our half time chat, was about how deep we were playing, but that was deliberate.
We just, myself and Gilly, we've said that we'll stop the fullbacks getting out until about the halfway line, and then pass them on to the left and right backs. So yeah, that was part of the game plan.
You go 1-0 down after 3 minutes, though. Very unfortunate goal. It just dipped underneath Allinson. What was your mood like then? Because that's your game plan, to contain out the window a bit, isn't it?
Yeah, I kind of looked over to Jack and Tom on the bench, and they was happy with how we were playing. Obviously, it just took a little zip off the surface and caught Lloyd a bit short. So obviously, you're thinking, here we go again, when we conceded nearly goal. But I think that's just shown the lads' character and everything about what we're trying to put into the club.
And there were some cracking goals today. That ball from Jones to release Gilchrist to finally get the ball to you on the back post was superb, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's what Jonesy brings to the side. He can play the 5-yard passes, and he can play the 55-yard passes. Another great ball. I probably should have scored a little bit sooner. I've gone inside of the post instead of across the keeper, which is my favourite place to go, but never mind. And then Gilly's ball across the box. You've just got to get something on the end of it, and it goes in.
I mentioned for the third goal as well, bravery from Irwin to win that header in the first place, but then Gilchrist just being Jason Gilchrist, essentially. He scored a goal like that against, was it Fylde or Darlington?
Darlington here last year, yeah. Yeah, Steve, he's put his head on the line there.
Yeah, he really has.
He took a knock, it might be a sore one in the morning, and why Gilly's shooting from there, I'll never know. But yeah, that's the confidence the lad's showing at the minute. He'll get you goal from anywhere.
So let's talk about some of the performances then. I mean, we gave man of the match to Michael Jones, but I've got in the back of my mind it probably should have gone to Logan, if I'm being completely honest. He was phenomenal, wasn't he?
Who else went phenomenal today?
Yeah, that's true.
Gilly, unbelievable. Joe Logan works his absolute socks off. You can't fault the lad. He's he won't mind me telling you, like, he had an inkling that he'd be playing left wing back, and he's been on YouTube and he's been on Google and that, and he's been...
Well, that's one thing we see him asking the touchline, asking advice, am I in the right spot, kind of thing.
That's good. He's got a great attitude. He's out on the training ground last every single night. He'll work hard on whatever he's been asked to work on. So yeah, he's a joy to have in the side. It's been a difficult week, because you look at the bench and we've got some good quality players coming off the bench. You've got a Stevie Irwin on the bench, you've got a Craig Linfield.
And you've got the likes of Tom Walker, who's a bit poorly today, and Brady, who's not made the bench. So next up, we've got Alfreton. I said pre-match that this was the hardest game out of the three. I'm going back on that now. I think Alfreton's going to be the next hardest game. How are we? We've obviously, Jones has got a dead leg, but that should be all right. Where are we with personnel and that kind of thing going into these next two crucial games as well?
Sam will let us know tonight and tomorrow who's got knocks, who needs a rest, and we'll go from there. Luke will do the analysis on them, and we'll be in on Monday again. And preparing right again, yeah.
Well, Tom, congratulations today.
Thank you very much.
And I hope you finally get that 99th goal on
Fingers crossed next week.
Tuesday.
Top nice one. Cheers, bud.